You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay first aired on June 1st, 1984.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in, presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. I'm sitting here today with Mr. Richard A. Noyes, who is the owner of the Noyes Sanctuary, about which we've talked in the past. Mr. Noyes is a graduate of the State University College at Oswego and was an industrial arts teacher for 43 years. Mr. Noyes, welcome to The Nature of Things. When did you acquire the property?
In 1924.
What did you do to develop it?
Well, I wanted the property primarily because I had always wanted some woodland and a part of the waterfront. So it was the ideal place for me. I began making paths through it so it would be easy to get to the places where the various wildflowers grew. And I wanted it primarily for the woods and the waterfront and the beautiful sunsets that you see from here.
Yes, and of course you did a number of things to the property to improve it. What were some of them?
Well, the house hadn't been lived in for a good many years. All the windows were gone from it and the doors, and it seemed hopeless. As a matter of fact, I didn't even look at it when I bought the property. But when I looked it over afterward, I found that the framework was solid and the rafters in the roof were solid, so I realized I could make some use of it. And then I started to rebuild it in the shape more or less of an English cottage.
How would you describe the grounds themselves today in terms of flowers and so forth?
Everything about the place, all the gardens, are due to something that was here. It was an unsightly place to start with because buildings were falling down and nothing had been done to keep things clean. There were practically no trees around. So I began to refurbish it. There were a bunch of very large rocks out near the roadside where a shed had been built, and I made my first rock garden out of that, and it is still thriving. Near the old barn, there was another collection of rocks, and pulling out the burdocks and docks and elderberry, I planted in permanent flowers, and that's one of the most attractive places on the farm now. Then the barn itself fell down, and I made a garden inside the wall, predominantly of tulips, with forget-me-nots at the base of them. And that is one of the pleasantest gardens on the place.
And I can testify from having gone over the property just this Sunday with my family that it provides really the best that nature and man put together can produce. Right now it's just a lovely sea of blue in places of forget-me-not. Mr. Noyes, would you tell people how to get to the property?
Probably the best way is to go to Oswego and come out following signs to the atomic power plant. There's also a very large tower there that will make it very clear to you where it is. Keep going past that for about 2 miles, and that road will end in the Town 9 Road, or the 9 Mile Point Road, as it's called now, and turn to the lake. And at the end of the road, you will see the place.
Thank you. That's all for today. My guest has been Mr. Richard A. Noyes. And this is John Weeks saying, thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.